The Tipperary hurler Dylan Quirk was just 24 when he collapsed and died during a match for his club, Clonalty Rossmore. Now, following the tragedy, Dylan's family vowed to raise awareness of sudden adult death syndrome, and the Dylan Quirk Foundation will be officially launched later today. In a moment, we'll be hearing from Dylan's father, Dan. But first, Niamh Boland was just 14 when she learned she had a heart condition linked to SADS, or sudden adult death syndrome. Her father, Tom, is thankful that doctors carried out screening on her heart and wants others to get similar assessments. He spoke to our reporter Kieran Dineen from the family home in Tipperary.
Towards the end of 2021, our eldest daughter, Niamh, she was 14 at the time, and she was a fit and healthy teenager. She plays camogie to a fairly high level with her county team and was doing athletics at the time at a fairly high level. She had a couple of incidents of breathing difficulties during matches, so The hospital carried out screening tests in February 2022. Niamh was diagnosed with catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's CPVT is the short term for it. And it's a SADS condition, which unfortunately cannot be cured. How could a fit and healthy, active child could be diagnosed with a condition such as this? So from there, the hospital team took great care of her. They got her on beta blocker medication, which blocks the effects of adrenaline, and it helps to regulate the pace of her heart.
When she first got the news that something was wrong, it was quite a difficult time for her.
Absolutely, it was a difficult time for her because, well, the immediate impact was that she was told she wouldn't be able to play sport for a while, and that the sport was her whole life, really. So She's a resilient girl, though, and she came through it well. Eventually, she got back into goals to start off with, and she's kind of worked her way out the field a little bit. Look, she's just delighted to be able to go back to the sport that she loves, you know. Yeah, she's able to carry on her life, as not quite as it was before, but she's made her adjustments, and she knows that once she stays medicated, that she can do most normal things in life.
And that was Tom Boland speaking last night to Kieran Dineen. Thankfully, Niamh is back now playing camogie for Aeroge in Nina, as well as the Tipperary under 17 intermediate team. Dylan Quirk's father, Dan, joins us now on the line. Dan, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. Will you tell us about the foundation you set up in Dylan's name? What do you do?
Good morning, Rachel, and thank you for taking the call. We set up the foundation in December 2022 in honour of Dylan to get all young athletes, both male and female, screened from the ages of 12 upwards. And it started in December 2022, and we started screening as late as last December. And to date, we have over 1,200 screened. And our hope before the year's out, originally it was to get 5,000 screened, but now we've had such success, we're looking at 10,000 young adolescents being screened before the end of 2024.
That would be fantastic. Before Dylan's tragic death, did you know anything about sudden adult death syndrome?
No, absolutely not, unfortunately. And I suppose if we did know it at the time, we might have been able to help Dylan. But unfortunately, we didn't know. And there seems to be a huge lack of awareness all over the country with young athletes. And it seems to be high intensity young athletes that seem to come upon this problem. So we're doing our very best to make sure that other families won't go through what we're going through, and that we'll make a great success of the Dylan Quirk Foundation, that we will achieve our goal of getting free heart screening to all young athletes all over the country in all sports.
You've had quite a bit of fundraising support, not just from Dylan's former teammates in Tipperary, but from GAA players all over the country.
Well, Rachel, it's not just GAA, it's all sports, rugby clubs, soccer clubs, greyhound racing, horse racing. Fundraisers are happening all over the country since we started on an ongoing basis. It's happening in Canada, Australia, the UK. So for us, it's been phenomenal. I mean, we never realised how big the beast was, but it's really good that young kids are being looked after. And the fact that we're screening it makes us very proud that we're making a difference. And as we said, hopefully that other families won't have to go through what we're going through.
What would Dylan make of your work, do you think?
Well, I'd say, first of all, he'd say, "Dad, what are you doing? Are you cracked?" But I'm sure he would be very proud of us. I know he'd be very proud of us because Dylan, as a young kid himself, he was a lovable rogue, and he's always trying to help people, and he got on great with young people and old people. And his motto was always to try and help anybody he could. And now that he's passed, that's the legacy would be if we can get all free heart screening to young kids all over the country. We'd be very proud as a family, and I know he'd be very proud of us also.
And if there are people listening this morning, maybe parents or young people themselves or a particular sports club, and they're interested in this, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, info@dylanquirkfoundation.com, or screening@dylanquirkfoundation.com. Send us an email or a call, and we'll get back in touch with them. At the moment, I think we've upwards on 80 clubs waiting to be screened. And as I said, it's not just GA. We've widened the net to soccer, rugby, horse racing, jockeys, the whole lot. So just get onto the foundation and we'll come back to them as soon as possible, and we'll make sure that it will be screened as a club.
Well, it's fantastic work that you're doing, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. That was Dan Quirk.